Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz. Le'ilei Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
This shiur is on Bava Metzia, Dav Samach. The Mishnah begins, Eim Ma'arvin Peiris Be Peiris. A Moichu is selling Peiris. He cannot mix other Peiris into the Peiris he is selling. Afilu Chadoshim Ba Chadoshim. Even if he is mixing in other new Peiris into this pile of new Peiris that he is selling, one cannot mix other Peiris into the pile of Peiris he is selling. Rashi is mefarish the isav ema arvin peiris be peiris. A balabais who is selling peiris and he says these peiris are from soda pliny. He explains which soda these peiris came from. He cannot mix peiris from a different soda into the pile of peiris which he's claiming is coming from the first soda. And according to Rashi, the issue is even if the peiris are of the same quality as the peiris that he's mixing them into, he is mixing in peiris from a different soda which are of the same quality of the peiris that he's claiming the soda which the peiris are from. Afilu achi, it's also a ma'arvin peiris be peiris. One cannot mix the peiris in, being that he is claiming the peiris are from a specific soda, and the peiris are being mixed in are not from that soda. It's also la'arv the other peiris inside, afilu from the same quality. The Rosh is chelik on Rashi. The Rosh is mefarish our Mishnah, a ma'arvin peiris be peiris. It's not also to mix peiris of the same quality, even if it's from soda acheris. The Rosh is mefarish a ma'arvin peiris be peiris. It's also to ma'arv peiris or rum and peiris hayafis. If one is selling a pile of peiris hayafis and he cannot mix in peiris or rum, mix in bad peiris and cover them over with the peiris hayafis, because I say this, that he's mixing in the bad peiris, he is fooling the person who's buying it. The person who's buying it thinks he's receiving peiris hayafis, and being that he mixed in the peiris or rum, he's going to receive something that he doesn't think he is receiving. And that's the issa being discussed in our Mishnah, Eim Ma'arvin peiris per peiris. It's also la'arev peiris or rois in peiris hayafis. The Rosh holds in the case of Rashi, where one is selling peiris from one soda, it's mutter la'arev peiris from a soda acheris, even though he's claiming these peiris are being sold as peiris from this soda. Being that the peiris are of the same quality, it doesn't matter if they're coming from a different soda. As long as they're of the same quality, he can mix these peiris inside and sell them and say they're peiris from his soda zoo. Being that he's giving him what he wants to buy anyways, it doesn't make a difference which soda it comes from. The Mishnah continues, afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim ein tzarech leimer, it's pashit leimer chadoshim b'yashanim. And Rashi explains that old tvua, old chitin, creates more kemach than the new chitin, and therefore the old chitin are better than the new chitin. So if we say it's asa la'arev afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim, it's a kol shekein, it's ein tzarech leimer, that it's asa la'arev new tvua into the old chitin, being that the old chitin are considered yafes, they're considered better than the old chitin. It's asa la'arev chadoshim b'yishonim, it's asa la'arev the new chitin into the old one, because old chitin create more kemach. Shita's Rashi is that it's dafka chadoshim b'yishonim, it's dafka also la'arev the new chitin into the old chitin. But the arev yishonim b'chadoshim to put inside the better chitin, to put the old chitin inside a pile of new chitin, with lekerach is not going to realize he's receiving also old chitin. Rashi holds in such a case it is mutter, being the old chitin are better than the new chitin. There's no issa la'arev the old chitin into the new chitin, and it's not considered being merame es chaveri, it's not considered he's tricking his friend. Being that the Yeshonim are better than the Chadoshim, in such a case it's Mutter La'ariv Yeshonim B'Chadoshim. The Groin Agoyis Agroin or his Gimel brings the Riff is Chaylik and Rashi, and the Riff holds it's also La'ariv Yeshonim B'Chadoshim, just like it's also La'ariv the Chadoshim B'Yeshonim. One cannot put a new Tfuah into a pile of old Tfuah which he is selling as old Tfuah. Who would then one cannot put the new Tfuah into a pile, the old Tfuah into a pile of new Tfuah, being that he is selling this as new Tfuah, he's claiming it's new Tfuah, he cannot stick the old Tfuah inside. And the Rosh is mefarish, why is it that the Riff is chelik and Rashi? Why can one not mix inside the Yeshanim Masech HaChadoshim? If the Yeshanim is the better Tfuah, why can one not mix Yeshanim Masech the pile of Chadoshim? L'chari is giving him something better than what he tells him he's selling. And the Rosh is mefarish being that some people want the Tfuah k'dei liyashnon. They want to leave the Tfuah for a long period of time. They don't want to use it miyad. Therefore, there's a mile Chadoshim has over Yeshanim. By Yeshanim, one cannot leave it for so long, being that they're already aged. If he's going to leave it for longer, the chitin are going to get spoiled. They're going to get rotten. And therefore, if the person wants to leave the tefillah for a long time, he wants dafka chadoshim. So being that there's a mile of chadoshim over Yeshanim, one cannot mix Yeshanim b'secha chadoshim, because it could be this lekech wants dafka the chadoshim and not the Yeshanim. The Gerov brings a raya l'das arif. The Mishnah, after bringing this halacha, that it's also la'arev afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim vein tzarech leim b'chadoshim b'yeshanim. The Mishnah is Mamshech be'emes amru or be'yayin etiru la'arev kosher berach. By yayin they matter to ma'arev yayin ha'kosher b'seich yayin erach. It's mutter to mix the strong wine b'seich the weaker wine. Mipneishu mashbichoy, the yayin ha'kosher is mashbiach the yayin erach, and therefore it's mutter la'arev yayin ha'kosher b'seich yayin erach. Zok de Gro, it's mashman the Mishnah dafka by yayin they matter la'arev kosher berach mipneishu mashbichoy. But by Chadoshim v'Yeshanim, when it comes to Chitin, the Mishnah does not bring this heter that it's mutter la'arev Yeshanim v'Chadoshim v'Pnei Shemash Bichai. Even though the Yeshanim are a better Chitin than the Chadoshim, there is no heter la'arev Yeshanim v'Chadoshim v'Pnei Shemash Bichai. The Mishnah is mamshich dafka by Yayin, there's a heter of Pnei Shemash Bichai. It's mashma by Chitin, there is no heter to ma'arev Yeshanim v'Chadoshim v'Pnei Shemash Bichai. And this is a mashmoish like the Shitas Arif, that it's also la'arev Yeshanim v'Chadoshim, even though the Yeshanim is a better tfua, being that some people want the Chadoshim because they want to be Miyashin, they want to leave the Chitin for a long time. And if the Chitin are already Yeshanim, they'll come out to be Ratna, they're not going to last a long time. Therefore, it's also La'arev Yeshanim b'Chadoshim, even though the Yeshanim is a better Tefuah. The Mishnah continues with the Halacha, Mishnah is Arev Mayim B'Yeinei, one who has water mixed into his wine, Doyim Kerenu b'Chanus, he cannot sell it in a store, B'Stama, Elim Kein Idea, he has to tell the customer that there's water mixed into the wine. And the Mishnah says, "V'loyle tager afal pishaydia." He cannot sell it to a tager, to a wine seller, to a merchant, even though he told him that there's water mixed into the wine. She'ene el l'ramis boy. It's only made. The only reason why the tager wishes to buy this wine is to fool people into thinking that it's wine without water and sell it at a more expensive price. Therefore, it's also for a person to give his wine, which has water mixed inside, to a tager because the tager will use this wine to fool people and sell it kilu. It doesn't have any water inside. The Gemara brings a maisa, Rava Aisele Chamrob Mechanusa, Rava got wine from a store, and he tasted the wine, and it wasn't basim, it wasn't good wine. Shadri Lechanusa, he sent it to the store, and Abai asked him, Amale Abai, Vanan Tanan, V'loy Letaga, Afapisha Idiyai. One cannot give to a taga wine that has water mixed inside already, because it's also L'ramis by Bnei Adam. So how is it that Rava sent back his wine, the wine that he didn't like, he sent it back to the Chanus? And Rava answered him, Mizga Didei made the idea, even though he already had water mixed into his wine, but Rava's Mizga is Nicker, and therefore the Taga cannot fool people into thinking that this wine does not have water mixed inside. Being that the Mizga of Rava is Nicker, people will realize that this wine has water mixed inside, and the Taga will not be able to fool people. Rashi's Mefarish, what is this Issa of that one cannot sell to a Taga, Yayin Shiesh Mayim Urivboy, because he's also the Ramis Bim Bnei Adam. Rashi explains that by his kashev in the Vemascha Vanan Tnan Veloy the Taga Shenel Leramos. Rashi explains that Mayim Mu Robin Boy Vata Macharteloy Vikal if Naiva. There's Mayim mixed inside and you're selling it to the Chanus, you're giving it to the Chanus. Vikal if Naiva, there's the Issa of Lif Naiva Lesita Michal. One cannot cause another person to be over an Issa. If Rav is going to give the wine that has water mixed inside to the Taga and the Taga is going to use it to fool people, Mimela Rav is causing the target to be over an Issa, he's being over the Issa of Lifnei Velitzit and Michshol, and that would be the Pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that one cannot sell Yayin that has Mayim mixed inside. She'eni al Ramis Bibnei Adam, the Kavan is that he's being over the Issa of Lifnei Velitzit and Michshol. Rabbi Levin in Ayelas HaShacha asks, how could Rashi say that when one gives Yayin Sheish Mayim Uruv Boy to a Tagar, and the Tagar is going to use it to be Merame people, the one who is giving him the wine is over the Issa of Lifnei Velitzit and Michshol? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Davov tells us that one is only over the Issa of Lifnei Evil Leisita and Michshol if it's betray Avri Denaria, if it's on two sides of a river, meaning one is only over the Lava Lifnei Evil if the person has no other way to get the Chepitz which he's using to be over the Issa, aside for this that the person being over the Lava is giving it to him. If Reuven is handing Shimon, Shimon is a Nazir, and Reuven is handing him a cup of wine. If Reuven is standing on the other side of the river and Shimon has no other way of getting a cup of wine other than this that Reuven is handing it to him over the river, in such a case, Reuven's being over the Lav Leisita and Michshol, he's causing Shimon to be over an Issa. But if Reuven and Shimon are on the same side of the river and Shimon can get the cup of wine himself, Shimon does not need Reuven to give him the cup of wine. In such a case, even if Reuven hands him the cup of wine, Reuven's not being over the Issa, the Lav of Lifnei Leisita and Michshol. Being that Shimon could get the wine himself, there's no Issa proving to hand it to him, there's no Lav of Lifnei Evil Leisita and Michshol. So, Dr. Baron Leib, in our case over here, the Tager, if he wants, can get Yayin Sheyesh Mayim Urboy without this that Rav is giving it to him. So why is it that Rav is being over the Issa of Lifnei Evil Leisita and Michshol by giving him the Yayin Sheyesh Mayim Urboy? If the Tager could get this Yayin by himself, he could mix his own water into the wine and fool people that way. So Lechay Rav is not being over the Issa of Lifnei Velesit and Michshol. Why is it that Rashi's Mefarish, the Tam for Mishnah and the Pshat and the Gemara, that one cannot give Yayin Sheish Mayim Uruv Boy because any El Ramesh Bebeni Odom is because he's being over the Issa of Lifnei Velesit and Michshol? Lechay Rav, it's Chad Eva Anor, it's not Treyavi Denaro, and there is no Alav of Lifnei Velesit and Michshol. The Baron Leib answers that we have to be mefarish when Rashi says Lifnei Velesita Michshol does not mean the Lav Midei Reis of Lifnei Velesita Michshol. Aside for the Etzem Lav of Lifnei Velesita Michshol is also Issa of Misayei Lidei Ovi Aveira. It's also for a person to be Misayei Lidei Ovi Aveira to help people be Ovi Aveira. And even in cases where one is not being over the lav midei reis of lifnei vilisit and michshol, he is still, if one is being misayeh another person to be over an averio, he's over the issa of misayeh lidei over averio. So the pshat in our Mishnah that one cannot give a tagar yayin sheish mayim urvboi, even though one is not being over the lav of lifnei vilisit and michshol, the issa and lav dei reis of lifnei iver, afilo achi is being over misayeh lidei over averio. He's helping the tag of being over an Aveiro, and therefore he's a Misayel de Ever Aveiro, and it's also to give him the Yayin Sheesh Mayim Urvboy. And that's what Abai was asking Ravo. How could he give back the wine to the Chanos? How could he sell his wine to the Chanos? L'chayro, he's being Misayel de Ever Aveiro. We have to matrik the Lashon Rashi. This the Rashi says, Ikka Lifnei Iver. Rashi doesn't mean the Issa de Raisa, the Lab of Lifnei Iver, Lissit and Michshol, but it means the Me'en of Lifnei Iver. It's not the Etzam Issa, but it means it's Misayel de Ever Aveiro. It's a Me'en of the Lab de Raisa of Lifnei Iver, Lissit and Michshol. The Mishnah brings a halacha in mefarchis in layas ha'odom, v'layas ha'beima, v'layas ha'kelim. One cannot be mefarchis, not ha'odom, not ha'beima, not kelim. The Gemara is mefarish, pirchis the odom mahi. What does it mean, pirchis the odom? And the Gemara brings a maisa of an eved who wanted to sell himself. He was old, and he went and he dyed his hair and his beard black in order to look younger. So when he sells himself, he should sell for more money. And he was also l'kamei derava, amalei zivnon. He told him to buy him. He said, no, he doesn't want to buy him. He'd rather use poor people to serve him in order to give the poor people a parnasa. He came to Papa Bashmul, and Papa Bashmul bought him, thinking that he was a young Evan. And one day he came and he showed him he had white hair. And Papa Bashmul realized that he was fooled, and he said, "Tzadik mitzara nechlotz v'yavei achetachtov," because Rava was safe from this tzara of getting fooled to buy an old Evan for the price of a young Evan, because he gave the poor people a parnasa. But our kopanim is mavuah from the Gemara that pirchas the other means he dyes his white hair black in order to look younger. And this way he's fooling the buyer into thinking that he's a younger Eved and he could sell for more money because he won't realize that he's such an old Eved. Rabbi Yashiv in the Oris asks, why is it that the Mishnah says, "Ein mefarchis and as the Adam is an issur to mefarchis and Adam al tuchus mekach umemkar"? He is fooling the buyer into thinking that he's buying a young Eved, and therefore it's also to mefarchis as the Adam to mefarchis and neveknani that he is selling. I feel without the issur of being ramed by bnei Adam, the sum of mekach umemkar, it's also for a man to dye his hair black. The halacha is in board in Shulchan Aruch and Yardaya Simakuf Pei Bei Sivav. It's also for a man lelaket afilu sar echad lavon to pull out his white hairs from the black hairs, because that's layilbash geve simlas isha. V'chein also leish litzbayash chayres. It's also for a man to dye his white hair black afilu sar achas. It's also because the issa of layilbash geve simlas isha. So the chayre anyways, it's aim mefarchis nes ha'odom, afilo narat hilchis mekach umemka. It's also for a man to dye his hair black because of the level of the yilbash geves simlas isha. So why is it that the Mishnah's mashmets only mitzad hilchis mekach umemka, that it's also to dye the eved's hair black, l'chayre which be also anyways at the level of the silbash. Rabbi Yashiv brings a nidin in the poiskim. They discussed there was a man who was in business, he works amongst goyim, and his beard was beginning to turn white. It was now half black and half white. And he asked the Shaila if it's mutter for him to dye his hair completely black. The beard should be one color. He had felt it would be better for his business if his beard wasn't two colors. It looked funny, and therefore he wanted to dye his hair fully black in order that when he deals amongst the goyim, his beard should be one color. And there were achrayim that wanted to matter him that there shouldn't be the level of silbash based on a tesis and nazir and daf nintesa med aleph. The Gemara in nazir brings that boy minei rav mevchia, rav asked the bchia, Shaila marlu galech, is it mutter to megalech to beis ha-shechi and beis ha-ervo? Is there a lavalei silbash? So Chia told him that it's also there's a lavalei silbash for a man to be megaleach the beis ha'erev and the beis ha'shechi. And Rav asked if Chia amalei v'akagadol, the cyrus are growing long and therefore they bring him lidei tzar. And when this tzar emelech he mutter not to megaleach, being that they're being mitzar him. And Rav Chia told Rav v'apachsi zman yeshloi gvul yeshloi kozman shehu gadol noisher. That there's a gvul, it doesn't grow too long, and it never comes to the tzar, and therefore it's also to megaleach the beis ha'erev and the beis ha'shechi. Tosis is medayik, it's mashma that if there would be tzar, if it would bring to tzar, it's mutter to megaleach beis ha'erev and beis ha'shechi, and there is no issa and lav of leisulbash geves simlas isha. The issa is only if one is megaleach for yoifi, in such a case one is over the lav of leisulbash. But if one is being megaleach because the sirus are being mitzayrim, in such a case we don't have one, the man does not have the lav of leisulbash, being that he's not being megalech for yefi, he's being megalech for tzar, that's not including the lav of lisulbash geves simlas isha. Difus zok tachrein, who had been over here, being that the businessman was being dyeing his hair black, not because of yefi, that he wanted to look nicer, he was doing it out of the tzarech of the business, that his beard should be black. In such a case, they wanted to say that it should not have the lav of lisulbash geves simlas isha, and it'll be mutim for him to dye his hair black. The Biyasha brings the Divrei Chaim and other achreinim mocheilek, and they said, Avada, this is called being meyape. He's doing it because he's amongst the goyim. He wants to look nicer, but he's dyeing his beard black to be meyapa himself for when he goes to do business. And that's not cool. He's doing it mipnei tzar. That's cool. He's doing it mipnei yoifi. And therefore, there will be the lav of lesilbash gevesim las isha. Memele in our Mishnah, according to the ones that mattered the businessman to dye his hair black, who didn't, it would be good. Our Mishnah, why the Mishnah says, a mefarchisness, a odin, that's only mitzad hilchis mekach or memkat, being that he's not doing it for yoifi. But the pashas that the achrenim are saying, it's also, this is called being meyape, being that he's doing it for yoifi, only his tzorich in the yoifi is for business purposes and not for yoifi itself. That's also included in the lava, le silbash geva simlas isha, lechayvitz back shver our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a mefarchisness, a odin, it's mashvitz, only mitzad hilchis mekach or memkat. Lechayvitz should be also anyways, even without the hilchis mekach or memkat, that he's being meyame by bnei adam, anyways, he's being over the lava and the isha, le silbash geva simlas isha. Rabbi Yashiv answers, we have to say, our Korchot Mishnah is discussing a Shifcha Knanis when he's not selling an Evet Knani, he's selling a Shifcha Knanis, and being that he's selling a Shifcha Knanis, it's Poshet, there is no Lav Bechlal, the Silbash Geves Simlas Isha, he's selling a lady, he's selling a Shifcha Knanis. And if you look in such a case, Eim Mefarchis, and as the Adam Ben Hilchis Mekach Umemka, it's also to Mefarchis to make the Shifcha Knanis look younger so that she should sell for more money. So Rabbi Yashiv, all we could say, we're discussing an Evet Knani, Kaidim Tfila. He's still a guy, one owns an Evet Knani, but he was not yet Toivul and Malam. The Evet Knani did not yet get the halachas of a Yid of an Evet Knani. And therefore, in such a case, being that he's still a guy, there's no lav le'silbash geves simlas isha. And afilu achay mefarchis nes the odin is still a ism mitzad nekach umemkai, that one cannot be mefarchis the odin to make him look younger, to be miramu bei b'nei odin, to sell him for more than his real value, because people will think that he looks younger. Rabbi Yashiv is Messiah, though that Rashi and the Mishnah is mefarish, we are discussing one as being meicher and Evet Knani. It's mashma from Rashi. We're not discussing a goyim. We're not discussing a shivcha knainis. And on Rashi lechayy, the kasha comes back. Why is it that the Mishnah says in mefarchis as the adam? It's mashma dafka because of the isur nilchas mekach umemka lechayy. It should be also anyway that the lava of leisulbash gevel simlas isha. There's an isur for a man to dye his hair black, and that should be the isur of pirchis as the adam. Why does the Mishnah say the isur is dafka mitzad hilchas mekach umemka? This day Rashi is mefarish. Our Mishnah is discussing an evet knaini. Rashi is mefarish a mission of a mefarchis as the adam a meichus evet knani. He cannot be mefarchis. He cannot dye the evet knani is black to make him look younger. There's a big chiddush in the Yavitz brought in his pirush on our Mishnah. The Yavitz says this that Rashi says dafkin evet knani. It's evet knani lafuki and evet ivri. It's dafkin mefarchis as the adam. It's also to mefarchis evet knani when he sells him to make him look younger. But an evet ivri, which is ein gufo ikane, being that he has the halacha of a yiddish ani, he's a yisrael ani. In such a case, it's tzarech pa'an asasa, like the yavis will be mutter for an ani to mefarchis as that's way to make himself look younger when he's selling himself as an evet ivri. It's mutter lefarchis as that's way in order to sell himself for more money because people will think he is younger. And so the yavis huadin, when it comes to a shidduch, it's mutter to mefarchis umeyapes habas, lekatcha lohogun lo kadesha timatzechein. If one has a daughter, it's mutter lefarchis or leyapes leisa to make her look nicer. Therefore, she should find a shidduch lekatcha lohogun lo kadesha timatzechein. So the Yavit, just like by an Oni, it's mutter lefarchis and liyapoisai. So this way he should be able to sell for more money. Who had in bitoi, I've added, it's mutter for one to be mefarchis and miyapisai so, in order to be mekadisher lehoganos, so that she should be moitzichayim by the be'eni of the ish, and therefore the ish should want to be mekadisher. The Pischei Choshen, in Dini Ainoa Perk, the Zvav is matmi on the Yavit. This that the Yavit said that's dafkan evet knani, but in evet ivi, which is en gufei koni, as aloch of Yisrael Oni. And it's mutter lefarchis to dye his hair black in order to people should pay more money because they'll think it's younger. He said, where do we find the heter by an oni kidei pa'an asasei to fool people in order to be mefarnes oni? Even if people are mitzvah lefarnes, so there's no heter to fool people into thinking that he's younger, make them pay more money. How could one be merames b'nei adam just because it's an oni and the mitzvah lachyosi lefarnes, so there's no heter to fool them? So why is it that the Yavitz is saying dafkan evet knani, not an evet ivri? I feel an evet ivri also. Hagami is an oni and there's a mitzvah lachyosi lefarnes, so there's no heter to fool people into buying him and paying more than his actual value. L'chay, what's this heter of the Yavitz that is dafkan evet knani and not an evet ivri? The Pischei Choshev means also that the Beis Yankiv was Tama on the Yavitz. This that the Yavitz says it's mutter lefarches at the Evet Ivri, being that he's an Oni, and one is mitzvah lachyosu lefarnes and kedei panasos, it's mutter to mefarches that dye is here black. In fact, the Beis Yankiv, what's the heter on the silbash geves simlas isha? Hagam, you can tell me that's panasos, no chesmekach umemke, it's mutter, but there's an Isser, Yisrael Oni, there's an Isser lefarches to give to dye is here black. The Isser that we mentioned that Rabbi Yashar was married on the Mishnah, there's an Issa of the Silvash Geves Simlas Isha, so what's the heter of a Yavitz, Dafkan Evet Knani, but an Evet Ivri's Mutter, there should still be the Issa of the Silvash Geves Simlas Isha. To summarize, we spoke in this that the Mishnah says a mefarches nesa odem is the issur to dye the hair, the beard of an eved black in order to make him look younger. Rabbi Yashva's ma'ir l'chayir asides for the hilchas mekach hamemka that it's also the ramis bei bnei odem is aloch and yerideya soif simin kuf pei beis. There's an issur for a man to dye his hair black at the silbash geva simus isha. So l'chayir, anyways, it's also for the eved to dye his hair black. Why is it the Mishnah only says it's also at hilchas mekach hamemka? It's also anyways at the lavavli silbash. We mentioned the nidin in the poiskim, whether or not for the tzarech of business one may dye his hair black in order they should look like the beard should be one color or look nicer in order to, being that he does business with goyim. There were matim that matted him to dye his hair black. The rei poiskim v'cholik, the divrei chayim and other achreinim, they said avad, it's also, this is also called liya poisai. It's not included in the heter and toisis and doesn't have an test on the toisis matted. The one to be megaleach, beis ha'ervim, beis ha'shechi, if the tzairis are being mitzairim, if his tzairich in the giluach is not liya poise, but it's because of the tzair, in such a case, Taisus says it's mashma from the Gemara, that it's mutif one to be megaleach. Zok the achreinim, it's dafka in a case when he's doing it machmas tzairi, but in a case where he's doing it liya poise, even though the reason for the yipoy is a tzairich for the business, it's not because he wants to look nicer, he's doing it as a tzairich of business, afilu achi, one is still over the lav, le silbash geva simlas isha. So according to the Matirim that say that for tzarech of business one may dye his hair black, our Mishnah is good. This that the Mishnah says pirchus of an eved is dafka because he's being miyama bayis b'nei adam. But according to the Rav Paiskin that asked, and they say this is also called liya paisai, why is it that the Mishnah says it's also at mekach umemka l'chayuch be also anyways at the lav of solbash? And Rav Yashiv gave two ukimtis, either we're discussing a shifra knani, so we're discussing an eved knani koidim milo tvilo that he slows the halachas of a guy and there is no lav of solbash geva simlas isha. But Rabbi Yashua is Ma'iran himself, that Rashi is Mefarish, the Mishnah is discussing a Moichos Eveknani. If Masha we're discussing a regular Eveknani, and Lechari there should be a Lav Silbash Geva Simlas Isha, so why is it that the Mishnah says Dafkam from Hilchas Mekach Umemkar? We mentioned also the Chiddush of the Yavitz. The Yavitz says that Rashi is Dafko Eved Knani, but an Eved Ivi it's Mutter, being that he's an Oni and he's an Oni of Yisrael, one is, everybody's Mitzvah, Lefarnes, and Lechayosa, in such a case it's Mutter to die, they're black, that he should get more money for the sale. When one is selling him, he should get more money in order to be fairness and ani. And we said over the cash of the Piskei Choshen, the Piskei Choshen is Matmi on the Yavitz. What is the heter for an ani to fool people to get more money? L'chari, there's no heter, no chesmeka chomemka, even though one is mitzvah lach, yesi lefairnessai, afilu achi, there's no heter to fool people into thinking he's younger. They should pay more than his actual value when they're going to buy this evet. And the Piskei Choshen also brought that the Beis Yankov asked the same cash as Rabbi Yashiv. In fact, the Beis Yankov on the Yavitz, even if he's an Oni Yisrael and was saying in Hechas Mekach Chomemka, it's mutter to be dye his hair black, being that it's Tzarech Parnasasa, Afilu Achich, be Asas, Le Silbash Geva Simlas Isha. What's that on the lav of Le Silbash Geva Simlas Isha? It's also for a Yid, an Ish, to be taught to dye his hair and his beard black, as the lav of Le Silbash Geva Simlas Isha.
When learning Mesechdis above Metziah, Daf Samach and Beis, we're starting the fifth parak. The Mishnah says, Ezo Neshech Ve'ezu Tarbis. Torah has an isser, as kaspel seen in neshech of a marmus seat in the chlecha. You're not allowed to lend with neshech, you're not allowed to lend with ribis. That's what the site of this parak is all about, the isser of ribis. And the Mishnah says, what is neshech and what is tarbis? And the Mishnah splits it up like this, ezu neshech, what's the case of neshech? Hamal v'sela behe dinarim. If somebody lends a seller which is for dinarim, and he stipulates that he should receive in return 5 dinarim, an extra dinar. So sayim chitin, if he lends 2 sa'av chitin, b'shalish, it stipulates he should get back 3 sa'av chitin, even though it's not money, but the pasuk says clearly that eichel is also ribis, and the gemara is marba, like we'll see. Kol davar she'ishach, anything, any commodity who has an isser of ribis. So this is neshech. Also, Neshu and Neshech, this is also because you're taking a bite out of him, you're taking more than what he owes. Ve'ezu Tarbis. And what's the case of Ribis? Hamarba Peiris, where you get an increase of the amount of Peiris for the loan. Ketzat, the Mishnah says the case. Lokachem en Echidim Medina Zava Kurvachen Hashar. If let's say he buys from him wheat, and it's a Dina Zav, 25 Dinari Kesef, and that is the amount, that's the price at the time. And amdu chitim b'lamed dinarim. And then the chitim go up, and he ends up getting more. And the Mishnah says the case, if to give him chitim would be mutter, and to exchange it into yayin, if he had yayin, it would be mutter. But if he doesn't have the yayin, and now he wants to make the chayv, which is now holding by 30 dinar, into a chayv of yayin, and he doesn't have the yayin, that's aser. And we're going to get Barichus Beprotius into this case of Tarbis, which the Mishnah calls when we get to the Sugya of the Gemara. Now the Gemara explains that actually we're not really saying a chilik between Neshech and Tarbis. We're saying a chilik between Ribis Deraisa and Ribis Derabonin. Ribis Deraisa is the first case, when Yamalva Sela Behe Dinarim or Sasayim Chitim Besholosh, that's Ribis Deraisa. And Ribis Derabonin is the second case, where you paisik mois on the chitim, you give money to eventually receive chitim, and you set a price for it, and the chitim go up. That could be a question of ribis derabanan, depending on the case, like the Gemara will explain the exact case of the Mishnah. But like the Gemara explains, neshech and tarbis really are exactly the same thing. The Gemara discusses that you can't have neshech without tarbis, you can't have tarbis without neshech. They're really exactly the same thing, even though Neshech implies that the Loiva is losing money, Tarbis implies that the Malva is gaining money, but it's the same thing. Anytime the Loiva is losing, the Malva gains. So the Torah just wants to say Tulav, and that's why the Torah says Neshech and Ribis. But the Chilek in the Mishnah is Ribis Deraisa and Ribis Derabanan. Now, why is the second case only Ribis Derabanan? Why isn't the second case also a case of Ribis Deraisa? So Rashi says in the Mishnah, it's Ribis Derabanan Kamafarish, Derech Mekach Umemkar. Because it's done through buying and selling. It's not lending, it's buying and selling. Rashi in the first Gemara, the first Rashi in the Gemara says, L'Ribis Deraisa. Rashi says, Derech Halvoa Mashma. Ribis Deraisa sounds like lending. Kedeksiv Marbahine B'Neshnech Uvimarbis. He brings a pasuk. Now it's not clear where the pasuk implies that it's lending. The Rishenim, the Ridvan, and the Taish Rebbeinu Peretz that the Shita Mekabetzis brings down, they were goyis in Rashi that midereisetz derech alvam mashma dechsiv mal v'hayne b'neshech v'tarbis, because the pasuk says mal v'hayne b'neshech v'tarbis. So you see, the neshech and tarbis are associated with halva. But they ask a kasha on Rashi. The pasuk doesn't say mal v'hayne b'neshech v'tarbis. The pasuk says mar b'hayne b'neshech v'tarbis. So how would the pasuk tell you that we're dealing with halva? It doesn't say malv in the pasuk. So the achrenim, the maram shif, the bnei yeshua, and others, they say pshatim, they say different pirushim. How you see in the pasuk mar b'hayne b'neshech v'tarbis that we're talking about derech halva? Ein sham, each one its own pirush. But the aside, Rashi says, is the aside is that in order to have ribis deraisa, it has to be halva. When it's derech mekach u'memkar, that can't be ribis deraisa. Halva means, by definition, that the deal is to receive the same item that you got. If you lend money, you get back money. If you lend the chayfetz, you lend chitim, you get back chitim. Whenever you're not bartering one item for the other, or money for an item, etc., but it's the same item that's given over to the leiva, that has to be given back to the malva, that's called alva, and if you stipulate ribis, that's ribis deraisa. Hashem came when it's two different items, when you're giving money and you're going to get back a commodity, or you're giving a commodity and you're going to get paid money, and who adin when you're exchanging two different commodities, these are all called mekach u'memkar. And Rashi is saying that there is no ribis deraisa when it's derech mekach u'memkar, when it's an exchange of commodities or exchange of money for a commodity. Ribis is only derech halva, money for money, or a particular commodity for that same commodity back. Now the Ridva and Rebbeinu Peretz, who asked the kasha on Rashi, that the pasuk doesn't say mal v'hayne b'neshech v'tarbis, the pasuk says marbis, that I don't see in the pasuk anything about ribis derech mecher, they say the reason why it's ribis derabanan is because there's no ktsitsa. Midereis, it says, like a siman olav neshech. You have to place on him neshech. You need ribis ktsitsa. There has to be a ktsitsa, which means a stipulation from the time of alva that you're going to owe ribis. When you're doing the ribis in the Mishnah, it's only if the chitim increase in price, then it's yakir, then it's going to be ribis. But if the chitim stay the same price, then there's no ribis. So that's not a neshech borer b'shas halva. We don't have a clear case of ribis at the time of Alva. And Memela, there is no Ktsitsa. That's called a Ribbis without a Ktsitsa, because it's not clear that it's going to come to Ribbis. So Memela, that's why it's the Rabbanan. So if we're just learning this Mishnah with the Rashi and the Ridvan Rabbeinu Peretz, it would sound like there's a Machlokes. Of course, the Gemara says that the Reish of the Mishnah is Ribbis Deraisa. The Reish is when Yamalva saw Sela, I mean, Behe Dinarim, or Sasayim Chitim B'Shalish, that's Deraisa. And the case in the Sefer is the Rabbanan. When you give money for Chitim, and the Chitim go up, and that could be a problem of Ribbis, depending on the case we're going to be seeing in the Gemara exactly, and that's called Ribbis Derabanan. Rashi says the difference is because one is Derech Havon, one is Derech Mekach Hamemka. The Ridvan Rabbeinu Peretz says that the difference is because the Reish, it's a clear-cut Ribbis B'Shas Tahalva, and in the Seifa, it's not clear. It's only fixed to be Nisyakev. You don't have a Ribbis Bor B'Shas Halva. So what if you have a case where it is Halva, but it's not a Ribbis Bor B'Shas Halva? The deal was that in certain circumstances you would have to pay extra, but in other circumstances, you wouldn't have to pay extra, and we don't know yet what it's going to be, b'shas d'alva. So that would sound like, according to the Ritva, it would be ribis d'rabanan, but according to Rashi, it would be ribis d'raisa. Similarly, what if you have a derech mekach, but it is ribis bar? Very simple case. You say, I'm going to prepay you for an item, I'm going to pay you early for an item, and when you get the item in, because I paid you early, you're going to give me extra. You're going to give me more of the item than what the money is, than what the cost of the item as a incentive for me to pay early. So that's derech mekach. But there is ribbis bar b'shas halva. So according to Rashi, it would not be ribbis. But the Ridvan and Bein Peretz are mashma that that case would be ribbis. And for Keret, the mashma that way very stark. Because they bring the Gemara, they're going on the Gemara. Why is it Ribbis Derabanan? And they say, Rashi says, because it's not Derech Mekach Umemka, you need Derech Hava, because it says, Malva Hine B'Neshev V'Tarbis. That's what their Girsa in Rashi is. And then they say, but the Pasuk doesn't say Malva Hine. You look in the Svarim of the Yoke, and they say, it says, Marva Hine B'Neshev V'Tarbis. So again, I have a question, why it's Ribbis Derabanan? And their answer is, because it's not a Neshech Bore B'Shas Nesina. Now, if the aside of Rashi is correct, that Derech Mekach Umemkar is the Rabbanan, even if this Pasuk wouldn't be a good source for it, but Al Karchik, there must be another source for it. So they should have explained why Derech Mekach is the Rabbanan and bring another Makar for it. And they don't. They say because it's not Neshech Bara B'Shas Nesina. So it would sound like they hold that even if it's Derech Mekach Umemkar, but if it is Neshech Bara B'Shas Nesina, that would be Deraisa. But Lamay said this is not true. Lamaisa, as we go through the Perek, there are numerous cases in the Perek of Ribbis Derech Mecher, and it's pretty clear from the Gemara and certainly from the Rishonim that the cases of Ribbis Derech Mecher are the Rabbanan. Anytime it's a Mecher's Rabbanan, that's the Yisayid Musid. Ashtigal Shmer on the Ridvan Abeinu Peretz said a Mashmah here, not that way. But that's the Yisayid. The Yisayid blipt. Whenever you have Derech Mecher, it's an Issa Derabanan. The Gemara says, in Daf Samach Gimel and Beis L'Mashal, that if somebody is selling wax and they're worth 4 pieces of wax for a zuz, and he says, if you give me the zuz now, I'll give you 5 pieces of wax. The Gemara says, if he has the 5 pieces of wax in his house, it's mutter, because that's like Helveni Atshiyavai B'ni. That's a case where it's mutter. It's yeshla, he has it, it's mutter. Now that's clear, if you lend somebody money, al das to get more money, even if he has that money in his house, that's asa, that's a nisa deraisa, that's ribbis ksutza. It's mavur, and that's what all the rishayim say. Since this is ribbis derech mecher is derabanan, derabanan weren't geizah derech mecher when it's yeshla. Al kapanim, we'll get to that gemara, and kama other gemaras, the Yisayid Musid, many times in Ezer Neshech, is that any time the Ribbis is Derech Mecher, it's not done Derech Halva, there is no Issa Deraisa, even when it's a Ribbis Bar. And it's a bit so shver, the Lashon of Bein Peretz and Udvahi, which is Mashmanat that way. Now the other way, when you have a ribis derech halvah, but the ktsitsa is not bar, that actually is a big sugya. Also comes up a number of times in the perek. Most notably on daf samach zayinam and aleph, the Gemara seems to be clearing this shayla by the case of mashkanta, where somebody lends money and gives his field as a mashkin, and the malv is allowed to pay to the field, which is aser, and the question is that an issa deraisa? And the Gemara seems to say it's not an issa deraisa because there's no revach bar. We don't know for sure that there'll be payers. So it would also seem from that Gemara that you say is also correct. In order to be a ribbis deraisa, there has to be a neshach bar b'shas nesina. But there are other ways to learn the sugya, and it might be actually a machlokes amiram. So, l'sikum, we have two taimim the Rishayim give why the seif is ribbis derabanan. Rashi says a tam of derech mecher, because it's done derech mecher. The Ritva says a tam because it's not neshech borah b'shas nesina. And we will see behemshech leperek, Rashi's tam of derech mecher is an absolute yisayin that everyone agrees to, even when it is neshech borah. Any time it's derech mecher, it's not deraisa. There are a number of gemaras where it's mavur that way. And the Ritvan of Beinu Peretz Yisrael of Neshech Barah B'Shas Nesina is also seems to me a gemara most mafurish in Daf Samach Zayin. But that's not 100% clear. There is a tzad to learn that even when you don't have a clear ribbis, but as long as you stipulated a possible ribbis, that also would be considered a ribbis deraisa. And as we go through the perek, we'll see more about this. And now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says like this: Midas Shavag Leribitz Deraisa V'Kamafarish Derabonan. Since the Mishnah, when it said Ezu Neshech, it said Deraisa, but when it got to Ezu Tarbis, it left off anything that's Deraisa, only explained Derabonan. Mechlal Deraisa Neshech V'Tarbis Chodem Ulsihi. That implies that Midaraisa Neshech and Tarbis are the same thing. You can't differentiate Midaraisa between Neshech and Tarbis. So Gemara asks the question of a koreik siv neshech kesef ribis haichel. But the pasuk says two things. It says neshech, it says ribis. L'sashech hicha, es kaskel sitin b'neshech, or ma'amis l'sitin l'chlecha. So you see these two things, neshech and tarmis. So Gemara says, v'tizra, deika neshech b'lei tarmis, v'tarmis b'lei neshech. Are you able to find the case with his neshech without tarmis, or tarmis without neshech? In other words, neshech means that the loiv is losing. Tarmis means that the malva is gaining. Any time the malv is gaining, by definition, the lev is losing. Any time the lev is losing, by definition, the malv is gaining. The Gemara goes into the case. Hey, chidami, how would you have a case of neshech b'lei tarbis? Ida isvei meyeh b'meyeh v'esrim. If let's say he made up to do extra, he gave him 100 smaller coins. We shouldn't speak about exactly which coin. That's a negeya for the etzim shat. He gave 100 small coins for 120 small coins. And Mikara Kaima Meya Badanka, originally the 100 coins are worth a sixth. Shall does that mean a ma? Or does that mean a sixth of a mana? We shouldn't even speak about it. A sixth of what? Musaif Kaima Meya Esa Badanka. And then at the end, the 120 is worth a sixth. So Neshech Ika de Kanachisle. Neshech you'd have, because the loiv is losing out. The Kashakal Mine Mide de Loyav. So he's losing because he only got 100, now he's paying 120. But Tarbis Leka, but Tarbis is not there. The Lesley Ravcha, because he didn't gain anything, he doesn't have added value. The Danka Oisev, the Danka Kashokamine, because what he gave was worth the Danka, and what he took was worth the Danka. So maybe that's a case of Neshech B'lei Tarbis. You gave him 100 coins for 120, so he's losing an extra 20, but you don't gain the extra 20 because the 100 and 120 are worth the same thing. Originally, the 100 was worth a danka, now 120 is worth a danka. So the Gemara says doesn't make sense. Because safe, ibasim ikara is alta, if you're going to base it on the value that it was originally, hari neshech hari tarbis, so he's losing and you're gaining. Because based on the value it was originally, you're gaining as well. Vibas is safe, as if you're going to base it on the value that it was afterwards when he paid back, so loy neshech ikka v'loy tarbis ikka. Then, you're not gaining, he's not losing either because he's only paying the same value that he borrowed. And the Mar goes the other way also. How would you have a case of Tarbis Blaneshech that he, the Leva, the Malva should gain and the Leva should not lose? If he made up, he paid back 100 smaller coins for the 100 that you got. Originally, the coins are worth, 100 was worth a sixth. And then the 100 is worth a fifth. The coins went up in value. So again, if you're going to base it on the original value, so the original value is just 100 coins for 100 coins. But if you're going to go what the value was at the end, they have both neshech and tarbis. So the kitzur, the Gemara comes out that there's no such thing as neshech b'lei tarbis or tarbis b'lei neshech. But the Gemara derech agav discusses l'chayr very sadistic a shail and ribbis. What's the halacha if there was a change in value of the thing that you lent from the time that you lent it to the time it was paid back? And the Gemara here is not very clear if that would be considered ribbis or not. If you lent 100 small coins that were worth a certain amount at the time of Alvah, and then they went down in value, if you made up to give 20 extra small coins, and by the time you paid it back, the 120 is worth the same as the 100 was worth originally, the Gemara seems to be misubik. Do you go basa mikar, the original value, or do you go basa saif, the value that it was at the end? And similarly, if the coins went up in value, you lent 100 coins for 100 coins, but the coins went up in value. They went up from a sixth to a fifth. Again, the Gemara doesn't seem sure. Is that considered ribbis because we go basa the saif, basa the eventual value? Was that not considered ribbis because you go basa mikar, we go basa the original value? So many Rishainim, the Ridva, the Chidush Haran, the Nemukei Yosef, the guy in here in the Gaya Segura says it's a Rajba. We don't seem to have this Rajba, but it is a Talmidei HaRajba that Beis Yosef brings down. They all say, Halacha L'maisa, we go Basim Ikar. Halacha L'maisa, we go Basim Ikar. So when you lend the coins and they decrease in value, it would be considered ribbis to pay more, even if the value ends up to be the same, because we go Basim Ikar. And if you lend the coins and it increases in value, it would not be considered ribbis. And the raya they all bring is from sa'a b'sa'a. It says in the Gemara that to lend a sa'a of chitim, you're not allowed to lend sa'a b'sa'a midir rabbanan. You're not allowed to lend a sa'a of chitim to get back a sa'a of chitim midir rabbanan, because we're afraid that the chitim will go up and then it'll be ribbis. But it's only ribbis dir rabbanan, and therefore you have a heter. When it's yeshloi, let's say you borrow chitim, but you have your own chitim, you just don't have them handy, you want to borrow it now, until my son comes and I can access my chitim, so then it's mutter, because sa'a b'sa'a is the rabbanan. You also have a heter when it's the shayris kavua b'shuk, like we'll see later in the perik. Al kopanim, it is an issa the rabbanan, but sa'a b'sa'a is the rabbanan, the deraisa de gedim, which the Gemara is talking about, does not have a problem, so it seems clearly that we go basim ikara. Now, being that this is so, says Rishainim, so who would then the other way, if you made up to give extra, and in the end, the commodity went down in value, and what you're giving in the end is worth the exact same price as what was given in the beginning, but lamaisa, you made up extra, that would be considered ribbis deraisa. And as I state, mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, simin kov samach, Sifchaf Aleph, and if you lend 100 for 120, even if the coin went down in value and the 120 is worth the same as 100, it's considered ribbis deraisa. But the Gaius Shvi, and it comes from the Mardechai, right here, they say it was loyev shita. They say that the Gemara never was poshut the shayla di go basa mikari go basa saif. And they say, therefore, if someone lends 100 with 120, even though it went down in value and the 120 is worth the same as the 100 was worth then, you're not allowed to take the 120, even though it's worth the same. Because it's a suffix. So you see, clearly they hold that the suffix blames. It blames the suffix. It's very schwer. What are the guys, the Shri, the Marichai, what do they do with the Raya of the Rishainim that saw and besaw is clearly only Darabonon? And we see clearly, go basim ikara. How could they say it's a suffix? The Gaon here in the Gaon Sagra on the page, and the same thing the Gaon Sagra in Shulchan Aruch, brings down this whole raid that the Rishonim bring a raya from Sa'a B'Sa'a that you go Basim Ikar. So the answer to the Gaon is we have two Terutzim. One from Rav Naftali, the Granat, and the Shia here in Ezer Neshech, and one from Rav Shach from Avi Ezri in Hilchos Malva Perek Yud. Rav Shach in Avi Ezri says the following. He says, Avada, the Gaon Sagra is maskim. The Gemara has two cases. The Gemara is a case where it went up in value. That's the second case of the Gemara. You made up to pay the same thing, and that thing went up in value. And the Gemara has the other case, where you made up to pay more, but it went down in value, and in the end, what you made up to pay is equal in value to what you lent. So Rav Shach is medayik, the Gaon Sagra and the Mordechai only discuss the case where you did meyah, the meyah of the esrim, where you made up more, and then it went down in value, the meyah of the esrim is worth the same as the meyah. There they say it's a suffix. They don't discuss the corresponding case when you did meyah b'meyah and it went up. Zaktiv Shach, it's bedafka. By meyah b'meyah and it went up, everyone's masim yigoba simikara. That's the Rishonim's Rayin from Sa'a b'Sa'a that it's only derabanan. Midarang si yigoba simikara. But that's when it goes up. When it goes down, then we remain with the suffix, the yigoba simikara, the yigoba sasaif. And what's the chilek if it goes up, it goes down? Why should in one case you go bas mikar, one place you go bas a seif? So if Shach is naming on your side, whatever the loan itself is mechayiv, that can't be ribbis. If the loan itself is mechayiv, if in chayshin mishpat, if in dine mamnis, without any additional stipulation, this is what the loan is mechayiv, that can't be ribbis. Ribbis is only if the loan is mechayiv, less, and you stipulate to Mechayiv more. That's Ribbis. But whatever the loan alain is Mechayiv without any additional stipulation, that can't be Ribbis. So when a person lends something, he's actually giving him two things. He's giving him the item, and he's giving him the item's value. There are two things nichl in the loan. So that's clear from Sa'a B'Sa'a, that even if the item increases in value, you have to pay back the item. And the reason is because you have a chiv to pay back the item. And that's not ribbis because that's gufa de chiv. If I give you chitim and the chitim are worth a certain amount, you have to give back these chitim, whatever they're worth, even if they're worth more. The chiv is on the chitim. So the fact that they're worth more can't be ribbis midaraisa because that's gufa de chiv malva to give back the item. So when I give the meya the 100 small coins, and now they're worth more. Before they were worth a sixth, and now they're worth a fifth. It's not ribbis to give back the 100 small coins. That's what the loan is mechayiv. The item that you borrowed is what you have to give back, whatever the cost. And that the Gaon Sagra is maskim to the Rishonim, that although the Gemara read it ice as a shayla, but the shayla is nivshep amakam acher, it's really not a shayla. Mahalacha l'maisa you go basimikar. But let's say the other way. Let's say you do 100 for 120 and the value goes down. So there the Gaon Sagra says like this. The Gemara's suffix was, Ein achnami mitzad the item, I would only have to pay 100. But maybe the loan is also mechayev the value. Maybe the loan is mechayev both. I have to give the item, even if it's worth more. And it's not enough to give the item. I have to give the value, even if we'll end up I'm giving more than the item. Could be alva is mechayiv that way. There's a schayvus of the thing itself, which would apply even if it goes up. There's a schayvus of a value, and that value has to be mushlam. That value has to be repaid, even if I'm going to end up paying more of the item. So the Rishonim held that it was linked. The Rishonim, and that's what we pass on the halacha, the Ritva, the Tamid, the Arashman, the Yosef, the Chiddush Aran. They will hold that in the Gemara state, you go bust the item. We don't go bust the value altogether. You pay back the item, whether it goes up, whether it goes down, you pay back the item. But the Gaon Sagra and the Mordechai Neman, that Einachinami, you do have a chiv to pay back the item, even if it goes up, but possibly you have a chiv to pay back the value, even if that's more than the item, even if the item went down. And that remains a suffix. La'alacha, they of course hold you can't pay it back. But misafik, that remains a safik l'daitam, and the Gemara wasn't paishat the Yibayah. That's the first mahalach. The Mahalach of Rav Shach had to answer the Gaius of Shri. The Granat, Rav Avtali says a different Mahalach. The Granat's not Mechalach B'chlau between if it went up or went down. The Shaila is the same Shaila. Is the Chiv to pay the item? Doesn't matter if it goes up or goes down, the Chiv is the item. Or is the Chiv to pay the value? Okay, so by Sa'a B'Sa'a, we have a Raya that when the Chayfetz goes up, it's still not Ribis Deraisa. Elamai, when you borrow a Sa'achitim, you have to pay back a Sa'achitim even if it goes up. So that should be a Raya that the Chiv is to pay the item. So Maftali says, the Gemara B'Davka used the case of money. We're dealing with coins going up and down. So the Gai Sashri and the Marech HaNem done that was B'Davka. Avanda, when you're dealing with a commodity, the Alvah has nothing to do with the value. The Alvah is the item. And you have to pay back the item, and it doesn't make a difference if it goes up or goes down. The Chiv is to pay back the item, that item that you borrowed. But here we're talking about money. We're talking about coins. Coins, the point isn't the item. The point of the coins is the value. By coins, the Gai Sashri had that Shaila. Is the Alvah on the coins? And whether they go up or they go down, you pay back the coins you get. So that's why when it's 100 for 120, even if it goes down, that is ribis. And when it's 100 for 100, even if it goes up, that's not ribis. Or specifically by coins, the point of coins is the value. So therefore, when it's 100 for 120, for mice, it's the same value, you're paying back the same value, that would not be ribis. And consequently also, when it's 100 for 100, but it goes up, since it's a different value, since we're dealing with coins where the point is the value, that would be considered ribis. So these are the two mahalachim I have to answer the Gaius HaShri. Rav Shach's a mechudish dika mahalach that says that according to the Gaius HaShri, I could be mechayef either one, whichever one is more. If you didn't give me the thing itself, even though you give me the value, I could tell you to pay me the thing itself. If you... And the Gemara, and that's clear that you could. And the Gemara has a suffix that maybe, even if you gave me the thing, but you still didn't give me the value, I can mechayev the value. I can mechayev either one. So that's why, though we're peshit the suffix, that avada could be mechayev the thing itself, even if it went up, but we're not peshit the suffix, and it's possible that I can mechayev the value when it went down, even if it's more than the thing itself. And we have Rav Avtali's mahalach, that there's no chilek. The question is just, are you being mechayev the thing, or are you being mechayev the value? But the Rishayim's raya from Sa'a B'Sa'a, that you mechayev the thing and not the value, is not a raya, because that's talking about a commodity. Commodity for certain, you're not mechayev the value, you're mechayev the thing itself, whether it went up or went down. And the Gaius HaShri says the Gemara remained with the Shaila, but in the case of coins, where you're dealing with money, by coins, the main thing is the value. So perhaps if it goes up or it goes down, you go bust at the value, not bust at the actual coins that you gave. Alhiyan Yonah in Shesant is a Marash Dam that the Machne Ephraim brings down in Simon Chafhei, and the Avnei Mu'un brings down in Evan Ezer, Simon Kuf Yudalitz of Katan Aleph. He says, Halacha L'maisa, when someone borrows coins and the coins go down in value, he has to pay the value. He says, when you borrow a certain amount of silver pieces, which are worth a certain currency, and then the silver pieces that you borrowed went down and they're worth less currency, you have to add to the silver pieces and pay back the loan that it should be equal to the currency that you borrowed. As I pask in the Marash Dam. So the Machne Ephraim asks, L'char, it's Mefurish and Asugya, not that way. It's Mefurish and Asugya, Mefrat, that we pask, like I mentioned before, the Rishayim pask, the Shulchan Aruch pask, we go basa mikara. And we're talking about coins. And it's mefurish that when you give 100 coins for 120, and then the coins go down, the paying of the 120 is called ribis ksutza, because we go basi mikara, as I state in Shulchan Aruch, as I state in the Rishayim. So what's pshat in the Marash Dam that he says that when the value of the coins go down, you have to pay the equal value? Now, the Avnei Mu'un says, we don't pass it like the Marash Dam. He says, Halacha Revachas is that you pay the coin that you have, even if the value went down. You can't pay extra. That would be considered ribis. But Dar Sameach says that he understands the Marash Dam. He says it's not a kasha in the Marash Dam. Because he says the following. He says, our Gemara is talking about you read ice 100 for 120. That means that you clearly were not discussing value. You were discussing the actual coin. I'm giving you these 100 small coins. You have to pay me 120 small coins back, regardless of the value. If you make that the chayv shouldn't be value, you make the chayv should be the zach alein, avada and avada, you go basim yikara, it doesn't matter what the value is of the seif, you pay back what you got. And hu adin, when the price goes down, it's considered ribis to pay more than what you got. But if you want to make the alvah be halvah of value, so then you have a right to do that. You could say, I'm not giving you these coins, but b'tayras, I'm giving you these actual coins and you have to pay back these coins. I'm giving you these coins, but b'tayras value and you have to pay me back the value. And that's perfectly legitimate. That wouldn't be considered ribis. So he says, even la'alacha, it's very similar to the Gnat Svar, but he's saying it la'alacha. Even la'alacha that we hold, that basim ikara, even in the case of coins, but that's only when the halvah stipulated the actual coins. But the Marashdam holds that when you give coins stam, you don't mean the coins. You mean the value. In Agamar, you said the coins. You said 100 for 120. You're clearly not discussing the value. You're discussing the coins. But when you give someone a loan of coin stam, the Marashdam holds that's considered you're giving him a loan of value. So Mela, he has to pay back the value. And if the coins go down, he has to pay more coins because the chayv mele becomes a chayv of value. All this is gans negeya. Lamasha, let's say two Americans are in Eretz Yisrael and one lends the other Israeli currency and then the Israeli currency goes down and the question is, could he pay back with American currency the price that it is now or does he have to bedafka pay back with the price that was there b'shas halva? I would neman that that's clear. If you want to make the chayiv a chayiv in American dollars and you just happen to be giving Israeli currency, but he owes you back American dollars, avad you'd be allowed to do it and shtel nevek the chayiv in American currency and the fluctuation of Israeli currency wouldn't matter, even if you're giving him Israeli money, because you're making the chayiv a chayiv of American money. You're allowed to do that. That wouldn't be ribis. It might be a shayl ribis derabanan. But there might work out yeshla yukadayma. But if you do it stam, it would seem to me la'alacha, we don't pass like the Marashdam, we pass like the Machne Ephraim and the Avni Meluim, that minas stam, the loan would be considered not a loan of value, but a loan of Israeli currency, and if the currency would go up or down, it wouldn't make a difference. You'd be mechuyif to pay back the currency that you borrowed. So that's a very quick sikum. The Gemara has a shayla. If you go bust a mikara or bust a seif, when you lend money for 100 for 120 and the 120, the coins went down and the 120 ends up being worth 100, or you lend 100 for 100 and the coins go up and the 100 at the end ends up being more than the 100 that you lent, roi vishayinim, and that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch passage, you go bust a mikara. Meaning whatever the money that you got, the coins that you got, or the chitin that you got, that's what you have to pay back, irrespective of whether it went up or down. If you pay more, even if the value is the same, it's ribis ksutza. And if it goes up in value, you have to pay back the full thing. It's a shayla ribis derabanan. But midaraisa, there's no ribis because you're paying what you got mikara. The guy Sashri says that the Gemara didn't resolve the shayla, and we had two pshatim. What's pshat in the guy Sashri? If shach's pshat is that there might be a difference if it goes up or it goes down. When it goes up, you certainly have to pay the higher price. When it goes down, could be also you'd have to pay the price it was, the value that you got b'shas halva. Either way, you're mechayiv. And we have the granat that makes a chilah between commodities, which certainly are halva on the etzim thing, and money, which the Gaon Sashri says could be considered halva of the value. And then we said the Ar Samech, b'shan in the Marashdam, the Marashdam says you go b'as to the value, and the Ar Samech says, if you make the halvah a value, you could do that. And the Marashdam holds that minastam you're doing it. And this Gemara is different because this Gemara, the halvah was halvah of the thing, not of the value. So the Gemara is maskan is elam and rav v'yantum meitzi le'neshech le'taymers le'neshech le'chilkan ha'kosev alavel v'shnei laven. That means there's no such thing as neshech le'taymers, there's no such thing as taymers le'neshech. The only reason why the Torah said two is to be over and two laven. So there are a lot of different achronim that Molais all sorts of different siurim, a kash on the Gemara, that you can have a case, they found the case of Neshech Bolei Tarbis, the Tarbis Bolei Neshech. We'll speak out some more of the well-known ones. First is the Einig Yantif, and his kasha on the Mishnah Lamelech is in Simon Kufma Menei Tzeven Ezer. The Mishnah Lamelech Nemzon, that if you have a husband and a wife that are both a Chaylish Yesh B'Sakana, and therefore they need a certain Yisuri Anah for medicine, and it's Mutta for them, it's Pikuach Nefesh, and one of them, the man takes this Yisuri Anah, which is Mutta for him, it's Pikuach Nefesh, and gives it to the woman who it's mutter for also it's pikuach nefesh and it's mekadesh with it, that would be a good kedushin. Because even though normally Yisur HaNoah is not mamon, but since these people could have an oath from it, to them it's mamon. Now the Mishnah Lamelech clears a shayla, what if it's only worth money to the isha? The man is not a chayla sheish b'sakana. For him it's asa b'na entirely. And he's mekadesh an isha with the Yisur HaNoah that she could use because she needs it for medicine for Bikuach Nefesh. So he has a whole shtickle. Does Kedushin have to be money for the husband also? Or is it good enough if Kedushin is money for the Isha? Has it in moment for the Isha? It's good enough. He brings it to Machlokes Rishayim. So the Ein Gantiv in Siman Kuflam and Hey, he wants to argue on the Mishnah Lamelech. He wants to say the din of Yisur HaNoah not being moment is even if you could use it as Bikuach Nefesh, but that's the din. Yisuri HaNoah, the Torah is mafkir the shame mammon from Yisuri HaNoah. Even if you could use it, it doesn't have a din mammon. So he brings a raya, he calls it a ksas raya, and if you're going to say that Yisuri HaNoah is considered mammon for someone who could use it as pikuach nefesh, so chara have a very good case of tarbis b'lei neshech. Let's say the malva lends money al manas, that when you give me back the money, you also give me some Yisuri HaNoah. And for the malva, he needs it. It's a medicine for him. And for the loiva, for him, it's totally worthless because he doesn't need it for bikuach nefesh. So you can't call it neshech because he didn't lose anything. But l'chayim, you could call it tarbis because the malva now got a mammon from him. So l'chayim, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, that for whoever needs the Yisuri HaNoah, it's bikuach nefesh, is considered mammon. So you can have a case of tarbis by neshech. You could also have a case of neshech b'lei tarbis. If I cared, if the loiva needs it for bikuach nefesh and for some crazy reason the malva wants him to give it to him, that could be a case of neshech b'lei tarbis. So Mamel, the Mishnah Einig Yantif learns that it's always considered that it's not a mammon, but according to Mishnah Lamelech, l'chayr it's shrer. You also have interesant Rabbi Chanan in Kedushin. It's an ois ayin zayin in the Kavit Shirim. It's on the Taisus on Chesem Abeis. Taisus seems to name on there that the din of ribis dvarim is deraisa. It's the din of ribis dvarim that you can't bless the malva or be makdim shalom to him for the alva, and that's ribis dvarim. So Taisus seems to name on it's deraisa because Taisus says that the reason why you know that balchayv is kaina mashkain, the Gemara says that because you see that it says Ulchati etztaka. It wouldn't be called etztaka if he's not kainit. So Taisa says, what do you mean it's etztaka that he gives it back to him? He doesn't have to give it back to him. He has it as a mashkin. So Taisa says, because it says, Ushacha v'samasa v'ercheka, that he'll give you a bracha. And if you're going to say that it's really his mashkin, so if he gives you a bracha for giving it back to him, so mele it's ribis dvarim. So say Taisa seems to Naman, since you're learning out of din deraisa v'alchayv kaina mashkin, because since the pasuk says that the leiva gives the malva a bracha, and if balchayv wouldn't be kaina mashkin, the bracha should be ribis dvarim, sounds like ribis dvarim is deraisa. So Rabbi Chanan says, how could ribis dvarim be deraisa, even if you could consider it that the malva got something, he got the dvarim, but the leiva certainly didn't lose anything, it doesn't cost anything to give somebody a bracha. Maybe the one who received the bracha got something, but the one who gave the bracha didn't cost them anything to give the bracha. So right, it should be a case of tarbis b'lei neshech. So these are cases of tarbis b'lei neshech. The gedulei truma, it's in the Sefer Truma, it's the very beginning of Shaar Manvav, that's a big shaar about ribis. In the very beginning, where the Sefer Truma brings down this gemara, that neshech and tarbis is the same thing, the gedulei truma asks, the gemara is mavur, the paiskam mavur al kapanim, that if you kaitzitz to give the money to somebody else, that's also called ribis. If you say, I'll lend you money, I'm going to ask that you pay me back the money and give the ribis to someone else. That's also called ribis midiraisa. There's only neshech, there's no tarbis, because the malva never received anything. The money was given to someone else. So the Gdulichum himself says that even if you give it to someone else, but probably the reason why he wants someone else to get it is because he's going to get some benefit from that someone else. So that's called tarbis. But the question is, the Paiskim say, even if you tell him, I want you to pay back the loan and throw something into the yam. I want you to throw something to the yam. I want you to lose a little bit for it. I'm not going to get it, but throw something to the yam. That's also called ribis. Ribis deraisa. In Chayr there, there's no ribis. There could be neshech. He's losing money, but there's no ribis. It never got to the malva. So I saw in the Eitzim Farshi HaTalmud that the Tshuva Me'ave answers that the site of how this works is Bidin Arev. The reason why it's called ribis is because when you throw something liyam, that's like he gave it to you, Midin Arev. If it's like he gave it to you, so it's like you have it. You happen to want it destroyed in the yam. You don't want it, but it's like you have it. It's like he gave it to you. It's the anah that you get because he kept your word. Whatever the pshat and arev is, it blames the ribis also, not just the neshech. I'll go upon him. There are other cases where they ask different cases where it would seem to be a mammon for one, not for the other. One that is even in the Rishonim is there is a discussion, we'll get to it later. There's a machlokes Rishonim, and we'll get to it later. On daf samach dalel amid beis, let's say somebody lends somebody money, al das that he agrees to allow the malva to live in his house, but the house is a chatzah delay avida lemeger. The din is, if somebody lives in a house which is not usually available for rent, he doesn't have to pay rent. That's called zenan v'zelei chaser. If he lives in the house and the house is not a vidul omega, he doesn't have to pay rent. So the Gemara there discusses, but if he's a malva, then he can't live in the house, even though normally he'd be able to live there for free, but it's a problem of ribis. We'll get to it. But the shaila is, if you make a ktsitsa that I'm lending you money, al manas, that I could live in your house, which is loy avid lemeger, which bets him he'd be able to live in there for free, does that make it ribis? So the Rosh says something very interesting. The Rosh says, I have a raya that it's not ribis, because the Gemara here says that you can't have tarbis b'loy neshech. Now, so even though he's gaining, he's living in the house, but he's not taking away from anything, because anyway he would not have been able to rent the house, so it's tarbis b'loy neshech. And the Gemara says, ain't tarbis b'loy neshech. So the Olam is bothered with the Rosh Abyssal, because the Gemara doesn't say that there's a t'nai, there's a klal, that in order to be usher, it has to be tarbis and neshech. The Gemara says there is no such case that we could find that could be mitsuyer to have tarbis b'loy neshech. What's the Rosh bringing her eye from Ag Gemara? Gemara says, ain't tarbis b'loy neshech. L'chayr et shver. If this is a case objectively, that you have tarbis b'loy neshech, so the Gemara could have said that Memela, neshech and tarbis are not necessarily the same thing. I have a case with this tarbis b'loy neshech. And l'maisa, it's going to be shver on the Rishonim that paskin that such a case is considered ribis ksutza. If you made up that he should live in the thing, even if it's avid lemeger, it's considered ribis ksutza. But there you can answer that they hold that when you make a ksutza, then it becomes avid lemeger already. That's what the Lacha Mishnah says. Again, that's a sugya there. But I think the pshat in the Rosh is, and I think this is a teretz on the kashas, that even if you could find the tzir, ba'if and rachak, if tarmis play neshech and neshech play tarmis, but if in the regular case of alvah it doesn't happen, so that's not what the pasuk means. That's not what the pasuk means. If the pasuk is discussing two cases which happen ba'if and ragel, you could have a case where the leva loses and the malva doesn't gain, or you could have a case where the malva gains and the leva doesn't lose, and these are cases which are in the normal course of mekach u'memkar of alvois. So then you could say that one's neshech and one's tarbis. But if in the regular case, like the Gemara says, you can't have neshech by tarbis, anytime the malva gains, it's the leiva losing. Anytime the leiva is losing, it's the malva gaining. Even if you can have it, tzir rachak, that you could have it, but that's not pshat in the pasuk. So maybe that's pshat in the Rosh, and the Rosh says, since the maskana, the Gemara says that neshech and tarbis are the same thing, So obviously anything that's ribis has to fit into the gedayim of both neshech, that the loiv is losing, and taimis, that the malv is gaining. And if you could find me a case which would taka be an ois kahal in the case where you'd only have one of them, then state in the gemara that enechanami won't be ribis deraisa. So that's the chayr, the biru, the haimilsa. That's the chayr, the answer to all the kashas. And the Gemara means in the regular case, there's no neshech by tarmis, there's no tarmis by neshech. Normally they go together. So obviously, it's not pshat, it's two things, it's just lav rola v'shnei lavin. Haint, ein echanami, you'd only be chayiv if it's both tarmis and neshech, l'chayr, at least according to the Rush. And if you find the case where it's tarmis by neshech and neshech by tarmis, and you can't figure out any reason why it should be both, say ein echanami, according to the Rush, it won't be rivis deraisa.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.